Right, I'm recording now. My name is Martine McNee and I am the spokesperson for the Armed Forces in Scotland. Well, in Edinburgh we've got two things happening tomorrow which are quite exciting. It's Armed Forces Day tomorrow and that means that everybody can come out and show their appreciation for the Armed Forces and everything they do and hopefully learn a little bit about what they do as well if they don't already know or they don't have family or friends serving, and also to show their appreciation for the veterans who have served and have retired now. Of all ages, from 20s to their 90s, so it's a chance to do that. And to do that, we're going to have two parades. The first parade is going to be in celebration of the bicentenary of the Battle of Waterloo, which commemorated its 200th anniversary last week. So the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, which is Scotland's cavalry regiment, actually, their antecedents fought at the Battle of Waterloo and they captured the Waterloo Eagle of the French. So they're going to be parading that tomorrow and they are going to be stepping off from Johnson Terrace at the top of the Royal Mile at 10:15. And they're going to have their grey horses that they used in the Battle of Waterloo. They're going to have their red tunics on. They're also going to have some of their more modern armoured vehicles with them. And then they're going to have the rest of the regiment, the rest of the Waterloo Squadron, it's been named, who are going to go down the Royal Mile with some of the association members who have retired. After that, at 11:30, we're going to have a tri-service Armed Forces Day parade, starting off again from Johnson Terrace. It'll end up in the Grass Market. It'll be three services. It'll have pipes and drums. It'll have military bands. It'll have the Navy, the Army and the Air Force. And they're going to stop at the Grass Market where there'll be things to do, things to see, recruiting stands, what have you. So quite a full afternoon and morning on in Edinburgh for people that want to come out and show a bit of support and have a bit of fun. It's for absolutely everybody. Armed Forces Day is the public's way to come and meet the armed forces. They're usually hidden away in barracks or overseas doing operations. If you see them in the UK, it's usually something's happened, like there's a flood or bad weather or a strike or something like that. So it's a chance to see them and chat to them on friendly ground in your own community. They are part of the community. They're recruited from the community and they serve the community. So it's a chance for their own communities across Scotland and the UK to come out and actually say hello and have a chat and see what they do and listen to their stories. I think that for a long, long time, due to various security threats and what have you, people didn't interact with the armed forces, or if they did, they didn't know they were chatting to somebody from the armed forces. And nowadays, we're able to actually say, yes, I am a soldier or a sailor or an airman, and this is what I do. And people have kind of lost touch with them over the last maybe 40 years because of that threat that was around from various organisations. So I think that nowadays you can get a lot more, you can get a lot closer to the people that you recruit from. You can get a lot closer to the communities that you serve and you come from. So people can actually find out what you actually do from the people that actually do it, and they can say thanks if they want as well, which is always nice to be on the receiving end of. I think that's all. Mm-hmm.